Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. After announcing a Phase 1 trade agreement with the U.S., China has now delayed tariffs on American imports that previously had been set to go into effect today. NPR's Amy Chang has more.
In response to the U.S. postponing a planned tariff increase and cutting some existing tariffs in half, the State Council in Beijing suspended its own retaliatory penalties on U.S. goods, such as farm products and automobile parts. This decision came after top officials in both countries reached consensus in an interim trade deal. According to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, Chinese negotiators committed to purchasing $40 billion of U.S. agricultural products over the next 2 years, in addition to promising reforms on issues like technology transfer. Details about when and where the Phase 1 trade deal will be formalized are unclear. Officials in Beijing left these questions unanswered during Friday's press conference, but Washington says it is aiming to sign early next month. Amy Chang, NPR News, Beijing.
A winter storm system is blanketing the Midwest today with ice and snow, producing whiteout conditions and causing major traffic jams. Kyle Palmer reports from member station KCUR, eastern Kansas and western Missouri have been heavily impacted.
Snow began falling in Kansas City around 7 a.m., dumping 3 inches by noon. Spencer Mell, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says the snowfall has limited visibility and made roads slick.
The temperature's so cold out there this afternoon, it didn't take long for the snow to accumulate on the road, and I think that caught some people off guard this morning.
Interstate 29 north of Kansas City was shut down due to a wreck involving multiple semi-trucks. The snow was also a headache for NFL fans trying to get to the game between the Chiefs and Broncos. Two Chiefs players reportedly arrived just an hour before kickoff. The snow is expected to continue falling into Monday morning, with accumulations forecasted for up to 7 inches. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Palmer.
And the National Weather Service says that storm system is moving east. Some gay rights advocates are calling for a boycott of the Hallmark Channel after the cable TV channel pulled ads from the wedding site Zola that featured a lesbian couple. NPR's Laurel Walmsley reports.
The ad for the wedding planning site Zola shows a couple at the altar wishing they had used the service before their big day.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
No, I do.
The two women then kiss and walk down the aisle as a married couple. Hallmark pulled the ad and three others featuring the couple after pressure from an organization called 1 Million Moms, which says the ad promotes homosexuality. Hallmark says it removed the ads because the controversy was a distraction. Zola says Hallmark did not object to an ad in which a heterosexual couple was seen kissing. The site has since pulled its other ads from the channel. Human Rights Campaign President Alfonso David criticized Hallmark's move as shameful, saying, for a channel whose brand is love, Hallmark is leading with fear and discrimination. Laurel Walmsley, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Lebanon, anti-government protesters clashed with security forces overnight in the capital of Beirut, leaving dozens of people injured. Hundreds of thousands of people have been in the streets for almost 2 months now, demanding the fall of the entire government. Lebanon is facing one of its worst economic crises in decades. Protesters accuse the ruling political class, who have been in power for 3 decades, of mismanagement and corruption. A new study in Canada shows that 14,000 Canadians have died from opioids in the past 4 years. Dan Karpinchuk reports experts say many of the deaths were caused by illegal drugs contaminated with toxic substances.
In addition to the thousands of deaths, the study found that 17,000 people were sent to the hospital for opioid-related poisoning. The numbers come from a national advisory committee that's studying the epidemic of opioid overdoses across the country. Canada's chief public health officer says fentanyl and other synthetic opioids continue to be the major cause, and she and others say it's a complex problem that will need time to turn around. Experts say that can only come from societal changes that include more harm reduction measures and easing barriers to treatment for those suffering from substance abuse. The worst affected areas are in Western Canada, with Ontario also seeing an increase in opioid-related deaths. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Asian markets are trading mixed at this hour. The Asia Dow up about 0.25%. The Nikkei in Japan down 0.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong down a fraction. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.